King County formally adopted the Conservation Futures Tax in September 1982. To mark the anniversary, the King County Council held a reception for key people involved in its enactment and passed a resolution praising their efforts. Fresh from a weekend hike in the North Cascades, Councilmember Julia Patterson praised the program as something with truly lasting and spiritual value for future generations.
I come home from those places refreshed and a different person in some ways. It's better than going in for a massage, definitely.
Others talked about the mental health benefits of public open space as our population grows and forces more people to live in smaller homes and more densely packed neighborhoods. From farmland to forest to shorelines, Councilmember Larry Phillips says this tax provides the single largest source of funding for protecting King County's open spaces.
Over the course of the last 30 years, literally acre by acre and property by property, the Conservation Futures Program has amassed an extraordinary legacy of green spaces that are now preserved from development in perpetuity.
King County carried out the first transaction, but Conservation Futures Programs now exist all over the state. One of the most recent land deals enacted under it is located in Lewis County, southeast of Centralia. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.